without the express written consent of the NBA.
Welcome to the 1430 KYKN NBA scoreboard, sponsored in part by our friends at Willamette Valley Grill, Birchfield Heating and AC, Uptown Music, Valley Motors, JK Abbey Carpet Center, and The Leading Edge. Today we have Cleveland over Atlanta, 110-96. The Knickerbockers beat Washington, 122-117. Milwaukee over Charlotte, 79-74. With 3:25 left in the fourth, Utah leads Memphis 99-84. Oklahoma City still trails New Orleans by a score of 98-89 with 4:04 left in the fourth quarter. As for this game in Phoenix, the Suns are leading the Trailblazers at halftime by a score of 41-36. Brandon Roy leads the Blazers scores with 15 points. More action next on 1430 KYKN.
There's a new tool in Bryant Man's.
Welcome to the OSU Beaver Report on 1430 KYKN, brought to you by Day Heating. I'm Mike Lee. More on losing the Civil War. Keep in mind that Ducks quarterback Jeremiah Masoli is 5'11" on his tippy toes. The JUCO transfer from perennial powerhouse City College of San Francisco, St. Louis, earned his Civil War victory start by simply remaining healthy. Respectfully, Masoli is not the multiple threat that current Pittsburgh Steeler Dennis Dixon is, nor is he the heir apparent that Nate Costa is, down all season with another blown ACL. Masoli's not even Kent Graham lookalike Justin Roper, who began the Duck season as the starter by default. And a good number of Duck fans will argue that they'd prefer seeing true freshman Chris Harper or Darren Thomas. No, this was a fourth to sixth string quarterback, possibly shorter than Jaquizz Rodgers, who beat the number two defense in all the Pac-10. This has been your OSU Beaver Report on 1430 KYKN, brought to you by Day Heating. I'm Mike Lee.
503-910-9060.
And welcome back to the postgame show on 1430 KYKN, sponsored by the Bank of the Cascades, where they take everything about you into account. Again, the Ducks hosting Utah State with a victory of 66-24. A nice net yardage for the Ducks this game, 729 unofficial yards, which included over 400 yards rushing and over 250 yards passing. Only one interception from Justin Roper, but after that, he looked very solid, smooth, composed, and showing no ill effects after last week's concussion against the Washington Huskies. 9 touchdowns. I had to read that twice to make sure I had that right. Anyway, we'll have statistics coming up for Utah State next on 1430 KYKN.
American Value RV.
A great day for the Yankees as they draw closer, and now a big showdown series coming up with the Bo Sox, Michael.
That's right, Paul. The American League East is the only race worth watching in baseball, thanks a great deal to the red-hot bat of Don Mattingly. Forget statistics, forget righty-lefty matchups, forget the fact that Rick Aguilera had retired Mattingly 15 out of 16 career at-bats. This is the Yankee captain's year. Mattingly's 2-run homer in the 10th inning capped off his 4 RBIs to win Domingo John's pitching debut, 8-6 over the pesky Minnesota Twins, who had beaten the Yanks in the last two games in the 9th. John got a no decision when Steve Farr blew a save opportunity, but he pitched well with 5 strikeouts and no walks in 6 and 2-thirds innings. Danny Tartable also homered and knocked in 3 runs. The Yanks had the day off and face Boston tomorrow. As for the current standings, Toronto leads New York, Boston, and Baltimore by only one game, so expect a rejuvenated New York-Boston rivalry during this week's series. Good news for the Mets is we'll get to take a look at hotshot pitching prospect Bobby Jones. The bad news for the Mets is Jones is only coming up because Brett Saberhagen is going down on the 15-day DL. Frank Tanana pitched well again yesterday but lost to the Pirates 3-2 with no support. Eddie Murray did homer to move up to 18th place on the all-time RBI list, though. Unfortunately, Bobby Bonilla got hit by a pitch and suffered torn ligaments in his thumb. He's listed as day-to-day. More tough news on the gridiron. Giants offensive lineman William Roberts is being hospitalized due to an irregular heartbeat. And San Francisco MVP Steve Young broke his thumb in yesterday's 27-zip drubbing of the LA Raiders. Strangely enough, he remains upbeat.
There's something about the time when you can spend, mentally getting back into it, that you come in really pretty fresh. So I'm not concerned at all, and now I can just turn to the mental aspects. It might be the perfect combination for preseason.
In golf action, Dana Loughman-Dorman won the LPGA tournament in Stratton, Vermont. And in Grand Blanc, Michigan, Larry Mize won the PGA's Buick Open by erasing the four-stroke lead Fuzzy Zeller had after the third round. Zeller not happy with himself.
I played terrible today, but I'll be very honest with you. Just one of those days of golf where nothing seemed to go right. Things felt good, but the ball was going crooked.
Tough luck for Fuzzy. I'm Mike Lafer. Good morning, Long Island Sports.
Thank you, Michael.
Time for LIR Sports, brought to you by the Baja, the ultimate sports club and bar. Call 516-358-2242. The Mets 5-2 win in Florida leaves them just 7 games behind first place Atlanta. The Yanks had the night off, and the Ducks fell to the Camden River Sharks 6-3. Tonight, the Yanks host Boston and try to extend their 10-game lead over the Bo Sox. The Mets face the Marlins, and the Ducks host Lehigh Valley at EAB Park in Central Islip. In the U.S. Open, Yevgeny Kafelnikov knocked off number one seed Gustavo Kuerten. And in today's women's matches, Serena meets Martina, Venus faces Jennifer. Are we indeed due for a Williams sister final? Could be. Sunny skies for today, highs near 79 degrees, mostly clear tonight, low 67. And for Saturday and Sunday, sunny and humid with highs near 85 degrees. It's 60 in Baldwin, 61 in Bayshore. I'm Mike Lee with LIR 92 Second News, brought to you by HSN. What's on TV and online this week at HSN? Summer Size from Suzanne Summers, Wolfgang Puck Cookware, Susan Lucci Accessories, and more. Visit HSN today and on TV and online.
Still driving your old clunker with the broken air conditioner?
7:52 is the time, and Mike Lee is here now with LIR 92 Second News.
Co-founded by NBC, the Extreme Football League scored some of the worst ratings in television history. In actual sports, the Mets lost 8-2 in Colorado, and the Ducks fell to Nashua Pride 5-1 in New Hampshire. And congratulations go out to Garden City's All-American Aaron Elby as her Georgetown team knocked out Hofstra 20-5 in the NCAA Women's Lacrosse Tournament, where Elby scored 6 goals. Weather-wise, we're looking at...